The president also yesterday made an appearance in the West by satellite. Before leaving the capital for his New York events, he addressed the National Association of Evangelicals at their annual convention in Colorado Springs. NPR's Jeff Brady was there.
President Bush's face peered down from three huge screens mounted inside a large church meeting room. The audience, drawn from across the country and overseas, regularly interrupted his remarks with vigorous applause, especially after he made the statement many of these evangelical Christians came to hear.
I will defend the sanctity of marriage against activist courts and local officials who want to redefine marriage.
Amen.
Bush also touched on international security, the war on terrorism, and religious freedom, all issues that Pam Flannery of Colorado Springs says are tied to the gay marriage debate. Speaking out in the lobby, Flannery says if the traditional family is not preserved, the United States will suffer.
There will be problems in the Western world, because then we've broken down the family. We're no longer producing children, and yet in other countries, where there's an agenda to affect America, they are going to be producing children with a agenda to hurt the United States. And so there's a concern, there's a fear there.
Others in the audience, like Kibby Womack, offered a more traditional argument against gay marriage.
Marriage is a wonderful thing. It's something that God made for a man and woman to enjoy together, and it's something that we need to preserve as a nation that was founded on Christian principles.
Womack admits some of President Bush's more controversial views could alienate some voters, but he hopes the president's decisiveness will make up for that.
I think in the end, people are going to realize this is a guy who he takes an aggressive stance. I mean, he went to Iraq. We've gone to Afghanistan. He's very aggressive, but he's doing what's right. And I believe people are going to see that and realize that doing the right thing is sometimes the hard thing to do. And it does at times. You do have setbacks, but I believe in the end it'll come through.
In his speech, President Bush also repeated a host of other political stands popular with this socially conservative group: changing public education, supporting faith-based groups, and opposing abortion. The president did not mention his presumed opponent in November, John Kerry, but others on stage here did refer to former President Bill Clinton, if only indirectly. For example, here's this remark from the head of the National Association of Evangelicals, Ted Haggard.
Isn't it wonderful living in a nation right now where we can discuss public policy instead of personal behavior so much in the Oval Office?
Back out in the lobby, Lynn Dugan from Palm Desert, California, said it's good to have a champion of evangelical Christians back in the White House.
President Bush is picking up this torch again. It was dropped for some years after Reagan and after first Bush.
It's not clear that George W. Bush picked up any votes at this conference. Most here were already diehard supporters. Bob Wins with the National Association of Evangelicals says the speech just confirmed to him that President Bush deserves another 4 years.
The reasons I will vote the way I do have been solidified.
Because of what happened here today?
In part. Although I was not what you'd call an undecided voter coming into the morning.
While Bush's appearance before this group may not translate into new supporters, it could help keep his base motivated to turn out at the polls for what may be a tight race next November. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Senator John Kerry has collected enough delegates to secure the Democratic presidential nomination, according to numbers crunchers at CNN and CBS. Kerry's finish on Super Tuesday left him only 27 delegate votes short of the required 2,162 to make the nomination official, but CNN reports that additional support has boosted Kerry to that number. Unpledged delegates, who include selected officials and party leaders, are not part of the primary and caucus process, but they can vote for their choice candidate, and many of them have switched their support from other candidates who have dropped out of the race. Kerry's campaign has not yet declared victory.